Trevino, T-R-E-V-I-N-O, Lou, L-O-U-L-N, E-L-L-E-N. This 81-year-old lady with COPD was admitted to HCA Hospital with abdominal pain on or about 5-3-2022 period. In the paragraph, patient was diagnosed with diverticulitis. CT of the abdomen showed lung mass, which proved to be small cell carcinoma. Patient was treated with IV antibiotics. Portacath she was admitted to the hospital on or about 10-6-2019. Sorry. At that time, small cell carcinoma, portacath was placed. She subsequently was discharged. The mass in the left lung was 7 by 3.2 centimeter with pleural effusion and nodules. This was associated with lymphadenopathy. Patient was in severe pain from get-go. She was started on chemotherapy, finished 5 cycles throughout the year. Approximately on or about October of 2020, repeat PET scan showed cancer to be active and still present in the lymph nodes. Patient subsequently subsequently started on radiation treatment. Patient had a setback with a myocardial infarction in September of 2021. Developed CHF. Continued with Zomita and TECENTRIQ on or about March of this year, period. In the paragraph, patient continues to be in pain. Has now developed in worsening dementia, ADL dependent, definitely homebound, becoming bed and bladder incontinent. Has now developed anemia, protein calorie malnutrition. It was decided that she was no longer a candidate for continuation of chemo/radiation. And given her worsening function, small cell lung cancer, extensive small cell lung cancer, despite chemo radiation treatment and other issues, including pain, disability, weight loss, ADL dependency, and protein calorie malnutrition, as well as bowel bladder incontinence, it's time for hospice, period. Patient subsequently has been placed on hospice with the agreement of family to keep patient as comfortable as possible during the next few days to weeks of her life. Patient is definitely hospice appropriate, expected to die within 6 months. Thank you.